My name's Chris Orestes. I'm the president of Retirement Genius, senior advocate for about 25 years. I'm the author of two books with a third one on the way. Third book will be coming out end of the year. And the name of that book is Retire Like a Genius. Because you've got to have the combination of financial resources, health and long-term care, and lifestyle resources to put together a well-balanced retirement. You can't just have one without the other to truly enjoy and live the most fulfilling retirement years that you can.
Chris, it's certainly not easy for many seniors these days, what with inflation and rising prices. And I was alarmed to find out that many seniors are having to skip meals.
They do. It's really disturbing. You know, we're watching disruptions in the food supply chain being caused by complications from COVID, complications from environmental challenges that are going on. You have hurricanes, you have wildfires, you have droughts. Those things all start to have an impact, and those start to show up in people's wallets. You're going to see it at the grocery store. Not only are seniors rationing their food, they ration their prescription drugs. And that's very worrisome as people start to figure out, particularly seniors who live on a fixed income, relying on things like Social Security as being a big part of their monthly income. When that's fixed and you see prices rising, but Social Security isn't going to rise to keep up with it, that's a real challenge. And that's been a problem for seniors going back for a good decade or more. The rise of the cost of living adjustment in Social Security on an annual basis has not kept up with the rise in inflation, which is now spiking through the roof.
You know, you talk about supply chain disruptions and all of that. And if you ever have a problem with anything, you ask about it and you try to get to the root of it and you're told, COVID, what is going on? Or is it COVID?
Well, this is certainly a dynamic that existed well before COVID brought itself to all of our lives. So let's not confuse that this is a recent or short-term situation, because it's not. Seniors have struggled with how to make ends meet, as inflation is something that is a constant in our lives. Keeping up with it is a very big challenge, particularly again for seniors. Now, think about this. Over the last 12 months, inflation has risen almost 8%, but cost of living has barely kept up with it. When you look at the last decade, inflation has been higher than what the cost of living adjustments has been in Social Security. Remember, Social Security makes that adjustment at their discretion. It isn't an automatic. Some years they don't even adjust it at all. In the last 10 years, twice, two of the last 10 years, they didn't even make an upward adjustment. The COLA adjustment was 0%. Here's some good news. Going into next year, because of these major inflationary cost of living increases, the cost of living adjustment is projected to be significant going into 2022. They're looking at, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but they're looking at a cost of living adjustment that could be well over 6% going into next year. That's a big raise for every single person who's on Social Security and relying on that to be a major part, sometimes even all, of their retirement income.
Having said that, though, will it keep up with these rising prices?
Well, that's a great question, right? Because a 6% increase would not be keeping up with the current increased rate of costs as we speak now. Now, it's better than nothing, and it's a big step forward to keeping up. Now, one thing that we're looking at is that inflation of this rate should start to subside going into next year. There should be some stabilization in this. This has been, you don't see this kind of inflationary pressure in the economy on a regular basis. Yeah. Over the last 10 years, inflation's been at about 2%, and the cost of living adjustments for Social Security have been about 1.6%. So it hasn't quite kept up, but it's been trying to keep a close tail on it. And part of the problem for seniors also is for those that have their savings in things like CDs, money market accounts, those are returning rates at below 1%. So between Social Security not keeping up, and if you have your money in those kinds of safe vehicles, you're actually losing money trying to keep up with the rising cost of inflation. So the more anybody could do to actually bring in some additional income on top of what they get for their fixed income is going to be a big help in creating a way to keep up with inflation.
Although if you're a retiree and you've worked 50 years, bringing in extra money is not something that you probably dreamed about doing once you were retired.
That's certainly not the dream retirement people have thought about, but I do like to give this advice. If you're active and you're out there trying to stay in the community, maybe you can pick up a little extra income in your retirement up to a certain point where it's realistic.
Yes.
It can help. The more active people are, the healthier they tend to be, the happier they tend to be in their retirements. So that's something to think about. But as it stands right now, inflation is on the rise. It should settle down as we go into 2022, and there should be a pretty significant increase in the cost of living adjustment by Social Security, 6% or better going into next year, which would be a real nice raise for seniors who are trying to keep up.
When you were talking about staying engaged in the community, that is so important. And if you can bring in a few bucks while you're doing it, why not? And I was thinking about mentorship. That can be so important for seniors. You shouldn't sell yourself short because you have a lot of wisdom that you can bring to the table.
Oh, it's incredible how much value, knowledge, wisdom, experience that they can bring to the table. And quite frankly, it seems like the younger generation today could use that more than ever. So getting out there, being active, staying moving, staying involved in the community is only going to improve anybody's retirement lifestyle, improve their health. And if it can improve their wallet with a little bit more income coming in too, then all the better. It's a lot better than just staying home and watching TV. You know, if you can get out there and do something, those are the kinds of things with our company, Retirement Genius, that we like to talk about. We try and help people find those opportunities and give people information and resources on how they can find and take up those kinds of opportunities out there in their lives.
And you know, there are so many positions open now.
That's right. That's right. You don't, and quite frankly, there's so many opportunities with technology where seniors can work remotely. They can work part-time. They can work in a lot of unique ways that 10 and 20, 30 years ago didn't exist. If travel is something that commuting would be something that isn't appealing or even not even possible for somebody, there are other ways to still bring your experience to the table remotely through technology and stay involved and be out there giving that knowledge, giving that wisdom to a generation that really could use it.
You talked about prescription drugs earlier. Aren't we supposed to be getting some relief with prescription drug prices? Where does that stand in Washington?
Well, that's always a very tough battle, but there is a lot of momentum to curb prescription prices and actually use Medicare as leverage to finally bring prescription drug prices down. Because remember, Medicare is the biggest provider of healthcare payments in America. It's considered, if you want to think of it this way, the biggest insurance company in America. It has a lot of leverage and negotiating power with the drug companies. Now, the drug companies have fought it hard. They've got an army of lobbyists. They spend millions of dollars to protect their ability to charge whatever they want. They'll often justify it as research and development, but as we see, most of it is spent on TV ads. And I think everybody's realizing that there's an opportunity here, another way to help seniors and to help everybody by bringing the cost of drugs down. It can be done. It's just a matter of having the political will to do it. And it seems like right now the political will is there and the opportunity might be there to finally see it get done.
You know what else? I think in an odd way, rising prescription drug prices and COVID are sort of conspiring to get people to be healthier, as crazy as this sounds, to be healthier and go off at least some. I know, of course, you're going to need some prescription drugs. You can't do anything about it. But there are a lot of them that you could maybe get off of if you force yourself to live a healthier lifestyle, as crazy as that sounds.
Oh, no, that's not crazy at all. That's one of the number one things that we talk about at Retirement. We always say that one of the best investments you can make in your retirement isn't financial, it's your health. Because the more you do to live healthy and come into your senior and retirement years healthy, that's going to translate into a healthier lifestyle. That's going to help your pocketbook. Because the less health care you're consuming, the less drugs you need to take, the better your quality of life is going to be, the more money you're going to be able to keep in your pocket instead of spending it on drugs, spending it on doctors. Wouldn't you rather spend that on vacations and doing fun things? You got to be healthy to do that. And health is really the key ingredient of a well-balanced retirement. You need money, but you need health, because I always say, what good is a garage full of Ferraris if you're too sick to drive them?
Wow, that's a good one, Chris. That's a good one. Also, I don't really know how to ask this question, but living beneath your means, I think a lot of people have just been raised in such a way that they have money coming in, but there's no need to spend all of it every time you get a check or every time something comes into your account. I'm not talking about being miserly, but living beneath your means.
Yeah, and you know, another way of saying living beneath your means is living with a budget. Plan your spending. Don't just kind of throw, you know, money comes in and then it's going out and you're throwing it around and you really don't know what you're doing. And an example of living beneath your means in terms of a budget is, do you really need to spend $7 at a fancy coffee store every morning? Make your own cup of coffee or find alternatives, you know. Do you need to go out to dinner four nights a week? Maybe if you cut back to two and you cook a nice meal at home. So it's about budgeting and making smart lifestyle decisions in your budget so that your money is under control instead of it controlling you. You want to control your money. You want to control the flow of how you spend it. And the best way to do that is with a budget. And if you haven't really budgeted and you're not quite sure why at the end of every month you're running out of money, what I advise is literally for 1 month, write down and track every dollar you spend. What do you spend at the grocery store? What do you spend at the gas station? What do you spend at the restaurant? What do you spend at the coffee shop? And at the end of the month, you look through it, you'll be so surprised at where your money's going. How many different streaming subscription services do you have on your TV and your computer? You know, where is all your money going? That's the first step. Second, decide, can you cut back on some things? Do you really need to do that much? And then put a budget in place in the next month and try it. See how that feels. Some adjustments to your lifestyle. And by the end of that month, watch out. You're going to actually have extra money in your pocket instead of wondering where the heck it all went.
That's good for calories too, Chris. Tracking stuff.
Right, it's a good way. Absolutely. Yeah.
In talking about investments, a lot of times your advisor will say, hey, why don't you put some of this money to work for you, which is a good idea, but also you want to sleep at night. Talk, if you would, about investment strategies, risk, and aggressiveness in getting your portfolio to grow.
There's an approach to having your money in retirement invested in a way that you can have the cash on hand that you need, particularly to weather a storm, but not be completely withdrawn from the market and lose out on all opportunities for growth. And it's important because, like I said earlier, if all your money is sitting right now in a CD, you're earning about 0.7% on your money. Inflation in the last 10 months has grown at almost 8%. Not only are you not making money, you're losing money. That is not a strategy for longevity with your finances throughout your retirement. For many people's retirements don't just last for a few years. There are people who live retired for decades. So what I have always recommended is a strategy of having, call it 12, maybe 24 months of cash, available cash in a vehicle like a money management account that might, today it's earning around 0.5%, but a year ago, it was earning 1 to 1.5%. So let's say on average, maybe for the last few years, it's earning around 1, 1.5%, call it 1%. Then some of your money is still invested in stocks because the stock market will continue to have its ups and its downs, but it historically continues to up and down as it's going up. Remember that the average bear market, when a market goes down, lasts for about 10 months. but the average bull market recoveries last for close to 3 years. So I've seen it happen time and again where there becomes market trouble. Seniors pull all their money out, put it into something safe, and then a little bit later, the market starts recovering and they miss all that recovery. They lock in all those losses. And now they're sitting, I know people right now who are sitting there with all sorts of money that have been sitting in CDs and they missed the entire market recovery that happened since COVID first hit. And they've lost a ton of money and put themselves back. So if you have some cash in a conservative position that you can get to, that's smart, but also you want to have still some money invested in the market to continue to grow, because if nothing else, your total portfolio of money needs to stay ahead of inflation. So you've got to be shooting for a return on your money of 3 to 5% at least, and you're not going to get that sitting in CDs and money market accounts. It just doesn't exist.
Right, right. So what else? What did we miss? We covered a lot of ground. Anything else that you would like to mention or underline for us that I didn't ask you about?
Thank you. What I really want to emphasize for your listeners is, again, the approach and the philosophy of a well-balanced retirement. It's finances. It's your health. It's also planning for long-term care. Let's not forget about that. The eventuality of long-term care is very important to understand. So many people think, well, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to go into a nursing home. I'm never going to have any help. I'll be dead before that happens. Yeah. The reality is 70% of people 65 or older are going to need some form of formal long-term care in their life. And you've got to start being ready for that as well, whether it's long-term care insurance or understanding other programs that make it possible to pay for long-term care. There's things like the prospect in the future of maybe you look at a reverse mortgage, maybe you look at a life settlement using a life insurance policy and selling it off to pay for long-term care later down the road. But the more you can do to manage your health and stay as healthy as possible for as long as possible to keep that at bay is best. And then how you manage your lifestyle. You've got your finances, you've done everything you can for your health. Make sure you're living a purposeful, meaningful lifestyle with relationships, with action again in the community. Can you work? Can you do things to bring your skills, your experience to younger generations, whether it's within your family or throughout your community? It's that well-balanced retirement that everybody should be seeking. It's not just money. It's all three together that makes a meaningful, purposeful, well-balanced retirement. And that's what we should all be shooting for.
That was well said. That's wonderful. Wonderful.